of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bede, and we are talking about trusting in the process in Jesus' name this morning. I am going to be reading from the scripture Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like I said, we are going to be talking about trusting in the process. This is a word that we hear all the time. When people don't know what else to say, they say trust the process. But that is a very serious revelation. In order for anything to transpire in your life, good or bad, trust me, there is a process. Amen? So my question to us today is, are we willing to go through the process? Do we even know what the process is? Nothing in life just happens. There is a process. A mustard green does not become a mustard until you put a seed in the ground. If you never put a seed in the ground, you will never get a mustard. Amen? So it's the truth in every area of our lives. Amen. There are times when God put things in our hearts, dreams, aspirations, goals, and give them to us right away. There are other times, and this seemed to be the majority, when God put things in our hearts and then make us wait. Amen. Nobody likes to wait. Not one second. Even when you go to the grocery store and there is a line in the grocery store and you have to be maybe the last person or next to the last person in the line, and we get impatient. If somebody get to the register and can't find their money, forgot their credit card, you hear mumbling and grumbling. What's the problem up there? Why isn't the line moving? There's one thing I realized and learned when I was in the military. It was called what we call hurry up and wait. We'd have to hurry up and get to where we were going, and then we'd have to wait in line for whatever it was, a shot, a meal, or whatever, a couple of hours. We as people do not like to wait. We want to be taken care of the minute we walk up to the line. Amen? Nobody wants to wait. But waiting is part of that process. Amen? Often we can wonder what God is doing. We can begin to ask, did I really hear from God? Or perhaps the biggest question we can ask is, God, what is taking you so long? If we get a vision or a dream or a prophetic word about us, we want that thing to happen like soon as the words come out of the mouth of the person saying it, we want it to take place right then. We don't want to wait for nothing. Even though waiting is a part of what we need to do to get us better, to go through that process, we are very impatient. Amen. During those times of waiting, God prepares us for his promise. During our waiting, he teaches us things. He grows our character, our faith, and our ability to do what we feel called to do. God takes us through a process. The question is, will you trust the process? Like I say, if we get a word from the Lord, we want it to happen as minute we turn around, no matter how unprepared we are, and we seem to always think we are prepared. Amen. We are not never prepared for the assignment God's got for us. That's why we have to learn to be patient and wait on God so the process can transpire. And a lot of times we mess up and abort that process and God can't do what he needs to do. Amen. You get delays and you get detours and we get disgusted and we think, oh, well, maybe I didn't really hear what, maybe God wasn't talking to me. Maybe God made a mistake. People, God does not make mistakes. People do. Amen. I have found, will you trust the process? Are we willing to wait during this time of no movement? An example of this process is found in 1 Samuel verse 16, and that whole story about how David became king. God came to Samuel, who is the prophet at this time, and told him, I have rejected Saul. Saul is the king before David, amen? And he let Samuel know, I have rejected Saul as king because he's been doing some things that are not pleasing to me. Go to the tribe of Jesse, where I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Samuel was a prophet, but it didn't take a prophet to assume that anointing another king while Saul was on the throne might not go so well. In other words, God gave this assignment to Samuel while Saul was still on the throne. Amen. And Samuel had enough recognizance to know, okay, I'm going to anoint a man for king, and there's a king on the throne already. God do amazing things. We just got to watch him. Amen. First of all, Samuel understood that there might be a problem if he go there to anoint David, who is Jesse's son, to be king over Israel at this time. Amen. But things worked out well in the end. Things have to change. A process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. God knew that some things needed to change with David. Even though Samuel anointed David, Samuel came and anointed David. And the way God did it, you know, God always have a plan. Because Samuel responded to God's command. If I go to that land to anoint David as king, he didn't know who the king was going to be. I'm saying David. If I go to that land to anoint another man to be king, and there's a king on a throne, they might kill me. God told him, go down there and make a sacrifice to me. And so when that gave Samuel the reason he came down there, because by that time, when prophets came to lands then, they were like, okay, what's going on? There's always some trouble cooking up if God has sent a prophet down, which wasn't the case. God just wanted everybody to be calm, so he told Samuel what to say. And Samuel said, I'm here to just make a sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. That way, everybody in the community came together, and they watched while Samuel anointed David as king. And that's a whole nother story, because Jesse had 7 sons, well, 8 with David. And so when Samuel got there to tell Jesse what he'd come to do, Jesse immediately thought, well, I got all these sons here, so we will see where the oil flows. And Samuel and his thinking was the eldest son is going to be the one because he's older, he's taller, he's just what God might want. Well, that wasn't true either, because after he anointed all the brothers and none was accepted, he turned to Jesse and he asked him, he said, do you have another son? And Jesse made the comment, of course I've got another son, but he's a young boy and he watches the sheep, and you know, there's really nothing too special about David. But that was the very one that God wanted to be the king, because the anointing oil flowed over David when Samuel anointed him. Amen. So never count anybody out. That was just a nugget of wisdom there. Never count anybody out in God's plan. Amen. Because that was David, and he was anointed to be king. because he was still a shepherd. He was still watching sheep. Even though God anointed him, he went back to the shepherds. He went back to the sheep and still was doing the same thing. So it was like, okay, God, you anointed David, so why isn't he the king right now? Well, that's where I come in with this lesson part. Amen. Amen. Things need to change. A process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. God knew that some things needed to happen in David's life before he could be king. Likewise, there are some things that need to happen in our lives before we can step into what God has for us to do. That doesn't mean you are not anointed to that position, but God has to work out some things in us. When I think about the process, I'm reminded of a story I heard about a Chinese bamboo tree. The tree begins as a nut planted in soil and must be watered and fertilized every single day for 5 years before it finally breaks through the ground. Sometimes we have to be watered, we have to be cultivated before we can step in the office of whatever God has called us to do. That's where we get impatient and begin to wonder, did God really call me? Is this really my assignment? Maybe God didn't mean me. Maybe didn't mean for me to do this. We go through that. We go through those things, those changes, because we don't see an instantaneous result. When God say you're going to be a prophet among the nation, that doesn't mean the minute you turn around, you're going to get that assignment. Being appointed, the anointing, and the appointment is two different things. Amen. But we'll get to that later. Right now, all that time it spreads. When the bamboo tree is going through this, it says all that time it spreads out its roots. And if at any time the watering or fertilization process stop, the tree dies in the ground. So we have to go through the process, people, or we are die on our way to our victory. Amen. So we got to learn how to stand still during the process. I can't emphasize that enough. That doesn't mean God didn't call you to the job. It just means you need to be prepared when you get to the job, because you cannot go to a job and you're not prepared, because if you do, you're going to wreck yourself, kill somebody else. In other words, you're going to turn into a disappointment. Amen? Amen. So that tree had to go 5 whole years before it even produced the fruit. But when we tend to get frustrated when we don't get 5-year results immediately, then truth is through that process, the process is necessary for us to go through. So once that tree goes through the process of 5 years growing, then it grows immediately to 90 feet in less than 6 weeks, and its roots is planted deep in the earth and it's unshakable. So we as people need to understand we must go through a process to get results. Amen. The question is, will you allow the waiting to develop you or embitter you? Get better, not bitter. So lots of times when we're going through a process and it's taking longer than we thought, because we thought we were all ready to be on Front Street and we're not, sometimes we can let that experience make us bitter, turn away from God, say God really didn't mean it, I'm not qualified, stuff like that. Anyway, those are human feelings that we go through. David could have quickly become bitter in his waiting. But David doesn't become bitter. Why? David knew that God was using the process to bring about God's promise for him to be king. Bitterness is unbelief in the promise of God, people. Did you guys hear what I said? Bitterness is unbelief in the promise that God had given you. So be careful to not let bitterness get in your heart when God tells you what he has for you, if it don't happen right away. Just steady, steady, steady. Believe that God's going to make it happen. Because if God said it, he's going to get it. It's going to happen. Amen. So So that's the first thing we need to understand.